Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Friday morning, and it's that time of the week. We go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our good friend, Preds TV analyst, Terry Crisp. Crispy, what's going on, man? How are we doing?
We're doing great, thank you, guys. My coffee, as we just said, I just put a little piece of, a little dab of Sweet Victory in it.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm enjoying it.
Crispy, I've got to tell you, we've started streaming our show here so people can actually watch us now, which I know can be horrifying when you really think about it, having to see, you know, Rex Road and my faces plastered around everywhere. But we've got a bobblehead here in the studio of you with a microphone in your hand sitting on top of three Stanley Cups, and it could be the greatest thing I've ever seen.
I got to tell you, guys, I was just saying earlier, the worst thing that can happen to anybody, an athlete or whatever, is to make a bobblehead of you. That is the most embarrassing ever. And I was thinking, when they're talking about doing this, you know, I'd like to think of how many bobbleheads that they have made in the world actually look like the person who they're supposed to look like.
Yeah.
I'd like somebody to tell me who they, if they really do on that one. But, it's nice because the grandchildren and children really think it's something until they tear the head off it.
so you don't think this looks like you? I thought it was all.
It looks beautiful, Crispy.
You know, in the neighborhood.
Oh, you guys, I know. Yeah, sure. You do the jacket because the jacket was on the All Star thing when
That's right.
The Vince Gill and I were mayors, and the gray hair. The rest, come on, guys. Come on. The gray hair was a giveaway.
That's right. Terry Crisp, Predators TV analyst on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So, Crispy, two big wins in a row for the Predators when you're dealing with a lot of injuries and going up against two of the best teams in the league, in the Tampa Bay Lightning, and then last night a win against the Florida Panthers. What stood out to you in the last couple of games as to why the Predators have been able to be as successful as they've been, given the circumstances and all the injuries that they have?
A couple things have. First off, I'm going to go right to the heart of the matter. Pecorine's goaltending, and then Saros stepping back in last night after missing seven games since March the 4th, and the game that he put up was unbelievable. So what has stood out to me is the goaltending we've had, that we weren't really getting the rewards that we deserved in the win column, and the youngsters that are playing in the way they're playing. The youngsters that we brought up from Chicago before with Milwaukee are playing, and how they're also making some of the other players that were here better players around them, that the energy that they bring and the enthusiasm they bring and the drive that they do each game out there is rubbing off on some of the guys that didn't seem to have the get up and go, the jump that they should have had. And that's what impresses me the most, is the attitude. And we've heard the coaches and Coach Hines saying all along that we had to have consistency and commitment. And right now, that's what we're starting to see, a lot more consistency in our game, and we're seeing commitment from the guys. And I think the biggest area that the commitment is starting to come from is on the defensive end of it, helping our goaltenders out. Now, last night, Saros went back in. We allowed 41 shots with the best offensive team in the league, the deepest depth for offense in the Florida Panthers. They're built from front to back in their team, and yet the guys somehow only allowed them one goal. That's the heartening part. That's the part that I like.
So we've been sleeping on Yarncroak, offensive wizard, Crispy. What are you seeing from him?
You know what? He's played his game all along. Yarny's one of those players that, and I forget who, I don't know who initiated this thing, he's a Swiss Army player, that he can do all things. He can play wing, he can play center. They can use him on the power play. They can use him on the penalty kill. And he never changes. He just keeps working his game. But I guess a lot of things you forget when you're looking for guys to come to the front, like your guns, like for Philip to start scoring again, and Duchesne to score, and Joey and Hardy, et cetera. You sometimes don't watch the other guys that are what they're doing and how they're performing and how they're holding us in there and how they're the glue. And Yarncroak was one of those guys. He just was steady Eddie. He just gets the job done, does it, no fanfare. Even when you interview him, he's almost embarrassed to say, I scored two goals or I got this. He just sort of shuns the credit off to somebody else. That's the type of player that he is.
Preds TV analyst Terry Crisp on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Crispy, there's a line out there right now that every time they touch the ice, you're the first person I think of, because it's a line that I feel like you appreciate probably more than some of us do, some of the fans do, and that's Trennan, Sissons, and Olivier, and the physicality that they bring to the table and the north-south game that they bring to the table. What have you noticed from that group when they've been together?
I've noticed that they're the energy bunch. They're the ones that bring the whole thing together, started bringing it together, and I like when our girl Kara Hammer dubbed them the herd line with the Yak and the Bull and the Colt. Sissons.
That's pretty good.
That is good.
They played that way. But you know what? They want to be here. Trennan and Olivier, they've been knocking on the door, and they felt they should be here. And then I think the light went off or whatever happened, that how are they going to stay here? Just the same way they're playing. They go in direct lines. They go north and south. They go to the net. And now they're getting confident. Sissons fit right in there like a hand in a glove with them, as part of the physical part of it, and backing them up, because it's like two trains. He just turns them loose, and he sort of backs off and covers up, plays a little bit of defense in case they get caught deep or whatever. But they've got a nice chemistry, and you hear Coach Hines often say, well, they got to find chemistry among themselves, the defense pairs or whatever. And this unit, they just love to play, and they know if they keep playing, they're going to get the ice time. And I laughed the other day. We were doing our homework for our games, and they said, well, the fourth line is, I said, I don't know why we keep referring to them as the fourth line, because to me, in my mind, as a coach, they're a whole hell of a lot better than a fourth line, I'll tell you.
So, Crispy, you've talked about, and we've talked about, young guys coming in and proving themselves, kind of knowing they have to play a certain way. The goaltending has been just exceptional. Do you think any of this uptick might have anything to do with just the fact that we, and I say we, as in Robbie and me anyway, and a lot of fans and media have written this team off?
You know what? I don't think so. I think the guys, they have pride. They have feelings. And let me tell you this. Any athlete who tells you he doesn't read the papers or doesn't listen to the TV or the radio is fooling you. And he's fooling himself, because almost every athlete, and they all have, and I know this, feelings. And nobody wants to be demeaned, and nobody wants to be, well, we're paying him a lot of money, and he sure is ain't with this kind of and blah and so forth. Yeah, that is a point of pride for a player, and makes him. But again, they got to take it from hearing it and then doing it on the ice or on the field or wherever they are. These guys, and right now, these kids up here that are playing, the youngsters, shouldn't call them kids or youngsters, they can see an opening. They can see that, hey, if they keep doing this, they're going to make Coach Hines and his staff job hard. I forget who asked last night, I think after the game, it might have been Vingan, Adam, about what happens when these other guys all get healthy, the guys that are all off now. You got five or six of our regulars off. What's going to happen? And that's a good question. That's a very good question he asked. And I was sitting there thinking, saying, yeah, that's a good question, because the bottom line is you win. You got to win. And we weren't winning the way things were going. Let's be honest about that. That's no secret. Suddenly, they've turned it around. And it's the chemistry has turned. Believing in the system has certainly turned. The guys have bought into it now and doing it. So it's going to be interesting when this all starts to unfold.
Preds TV analyst Terry Crisp has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Row. Crispy, great stuff, man. Appreciate you taking time to join us.
Hey, wait, Crispy, before you go, what's your Folgers crystals? I mean, what, we got some fancy gourmet stuff. Like, what's your coffee?
You know what? I have Folgers that I've used for years and years, and then the odd time I go to a brand, I don't even know what it's called. It's in a brown bag with a green label on it.
There you go.
And whatever the heck that one is, it's expensive, so I only get it once every year.
Ooh, sounds fancy.
Very nice.
Hey, are you kidding me?
That's right, Crispy.
Hey, listen, guys, I love it, and do me a favor, eh? take care of the poor little bobblehead.
We will.
You know, he's lonely.
We will guard it. Guard it with our lives. Terry Crisp.
Off in the corner. Thanks, guys. Appreciate everything you guys do.
Absolutely. You as well. Crispy joins us every Friday here at 8:30. And if you're checking us out right now on Periscope, on Twitch, or on YouTube, a legendary bobblehead right at the center of our desk that Terry Crisp is a big fan of.
And it's Crispy, Scott Hartnell.
Jeff Fisher.
Jeff Fisher's there. Matt Duchesne. UC Saros with the Milwaukee Admirals. Thomas Bocoon. Eddie George.
Are you
Keith Bullock.
List every bobblehead.
Kevin Dyson.
Sonny Gray.
Cincinnati Reds. Yes. Vanderbilt. And Smyrna legend, Sonny Gray.
Thank you. When we come back.
Would you like to go through that again?
We'll continue.
We have plenty of time.
The conversation.
I'll add more bobbleheads so we can talk about more names.
We'll take your thoughts on the Preds coming up next. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025 on our phone and text lines. Driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. That's next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.